Thank you, and good morning, and welcome also from my behalf to this Bittium financial review meeting concerning for first half of the year. Together with me today, we have here Mr. Pekka Kunnari, who is the CFO of the Bittium. If we go directly to the slide number five, I will shortly go through main events of the second quarter, and then I'll hand over to Pekka, who will have more detailed presentation about actual numbers. If we start from the second quarter main event, generally speaking, you could say that nothing really dramatic happened from Bittium point of view during the second quarter. Demand for our R&D services developed well, so we were growing that business. Or maybe the most important project in that area, the Mecsä initiative, where we are delivering, we are developing these three satellite terminals to the Mexican government, was proceeding as planned, so nothing dramatic also in that project. We continued implementing our strategy and plans in the different areas, services and product areas where we are focusing to. We continued the development of Bittium Tough Mobile, LTE smartphone, and related security solutions. In that area, we brought two main new items to the market. We launched the new variant from the product supporting LTE Band 28 to the public safety market, which seems to be growing, or that band seems to be growingly used for the public safety purposes in the different areas in the world. So new product variant for that frequency band and market. Also, we introduced together with our partner company, Airlinklink, the world's first EMBMS implementation for the public safety market, meaning in practice that this is very network capacity efficient way of delivering a online video picture for the users in the public safety market, which seems to be one of the most important applications in that area. We also continued our efforts and implementation of plan in the area of Bittium Safe Move product family. There, the totally new product that we brought to the market was the Safe Move analytics software. We have had this analytics features as a integrated part of our overall solutions, including the VPN and security software. But now Safe Move analytics software is also available as a separate software product for such users that do not need so much security, but need this kind of analytics to optimize the users and usage of the wireless connectivity. Then we brought a new version to the market of our main product in there, so Bittium Safe Move mobile VPN remote access solution, new version, including several new interesting features to our customers. Then we closed a contract with company called Getac, so that they, this company, which is specialized to provide ruggedized laptops and notebooks to the end customer, to the demanding use or environments, they started to offer also our software product as a part of their overall solution to the in a European-wide distribution, which expands our market access opportunity remarkably in that area. Also, we continued our strategy implementation in the area of tactical communications, and there, as our main product being Bittium Tactical IP network. Their new product that we introduced to the market during the second quarter was the SafeWatch service product, which means that this is a software that enables a seamless voice communication between all the tactical network users, regardless of the network access method. So this, in a way, integrates the fixed network and wireless networks for the tactical use to be able to belong in the combined and well-managed voice service system. So this was the new product for that area. Also, one important milestone in international Essor waveform project we introduced together with our Essor partners, Thales and Leonardo Finmeccanica, the interoperability of Essor waveform, meaning that we were making calls from our radios to for example, Thales radios and using this Essor waveform in there, having a true proof that this kind of a European level and interoperability in the tactical radios can be achieved by using this Essor waveform. Okay, I will now switch over to Pekka, who will discuss more about the numbers.
Thank you, Hannu. Let's discuss first about net sales and operating profit for Q2. So slide 7, please. Net sales were 16.4 million euros, which increased by 7.1% compared to Q2 2015, when it was 15.3 million euros. Product-based net sales were 2.9 million euros, which was less than comparable period last year, when it was 4.3 million euros. Product-related net sales mainly caused by the product deliveries of the tactical communication system to the Finnish Defence Forces and the delivery of other general products for authorities' use. Due to the ending of product deliveries of special terminal project for US-based customer and the quarterly variations in product deliveries timings for the Finnish Defence Forces, the product-based net sales decreased. Service-based net sales were 13.3 million euros, which was more than Q2 last year, when it was 10.9 million euros. Despite of the decrease in the demand for the service business for the mobile infrastructure equipment market, services-based net sales grew during the quarter due to increased demand for R&D services related to the special terminal products. Operating result during Q2 was 0.8 million euros, which was less than comparable period last year, when it was 1 million euros. Next slide, please. Net sales and operating profit during first half this year. Net sales were 31.1 million euros, which increased by 2.3% compared to the first half of 2015, when it was 13.4 million euros. Product-based net sales were 5.3 million euros, which was less than H1 last year, when it was 8.8 million euros. Product-based net sales decreased mainly due to the end of product deliveries of the special terminal project for a US-based customer. Service-based net sales were 25.6 million euros, which was more than H1 2015, when it was 21.5 million euros. Thanks to increased demand for the R&D services related to special terminal products, service-based net sales grew during the first half. Operating result was 0.7 million euros, which was less than the first half of the last year, when it was 1.5 million euros. Next slide, please. R&D investments. Bittium continued R&D investments in own products and product platforms, and the main target of R&D investments was still Bittium Submobile and the related information security software. 11.5% of net sales was invested to R&D, which was a bit lower than the first half of the last year. R&D investments were 3.6 million euros, from which 0.7 million euros was capitalized in the balance sheet. R&D investments costs in the profit loss statement were 3.0 million euros, which was 1 million euros higher than H1 last year. Cost impact have increased because of lower capitalization. Next slide. Cash flow in first half this year, net cash flow was minus 15.1 million euros. Main items impacted to the cash flow were the dividend payment of 10.7 million euros and also investments to the new building that is currently under construction. Next slide, please. About balance sheet, the balance sheet remains strong. In the end of June 2016, the total of cash and other liquid assets was 107.7 million euros. Equity ratio was 88.5%. Interesting bearing debt was 1.5 million euros, which is consisting mainly of lease assets related liabilities. Net debt during this period was minus 106.2 million euros and net gearing percent minus 83. Balance sheet includes capitalized R&D assets of 6.2 million euros. And the next, Hannu will tell more about market outlook for 2016.
Okay, so slide number 13. General trend impacting to the demand of all the services and products that we are providing remains the same. So clearly the trend that there is all the time more and more need for a wireless data transfer and bandwidth and reliable and secure wireless data connections. And this is the driver that's behind of all the offering that we are providing in the Bittium to our customers. And if you look a bit take a bit deeper look to the different areas where we are active, the development of emerging development of 5G technology in the mobile network infrastructure area starts to create demand for Bittium services. We have started our first 5G development project to our customers, and this is clearly a growth driver in the future to the company. But in the same time, what we are seeing in the area of 4G or LTE mobile infrastructure market is that it starts to achieve the maturity level and the investments to that market starts to slowly go down. So clearly, that trend is having a somewhat a negative a impact to our market outlook for providing services to that kind of customers. So altogether, growing demand of 5G and decreasing demand of 4G means that the overall market development that we see there is most probably decreasing a bit, not dramatically, but somewhat going down. Then the trend of adapting LTE technology to the other than traditional mobile market, that remains strong. So clearly we see that 4G OLT technology will be increasingly taking into use to the public safety purposes and also the demand for really high data security and services and applications remains the same. So clearly these special verticals are generating demand for our products and services, such as our Bittium Tough Mobile. However, when we look the development of that market, maybe the development has been a bit slower that we expected, that they are getting approvals for the high security cyber or data applications in the different areas and also progress of the or speed of the progress of implementing systems to the public safety market has been maybe somewhat slower than expected. But anyway, the basic drivers behind of demand for our products and services and that market area remains the same. And in the long run, we still see this unchanged. So these are things that will definitely generate a demand for our products and services in the future. Then the trend that we have been identified also earlier, the fact that in this IoT market, when the technology evolves and IoT things are progressing, more and more critical applications and critical systems are connected in a wireless manner to the cloud or whatever backend system. And clearly this is a trend that demands a high quality and high security connectivity also in this IoT market. And we see that this trend clearly is generating business opportunities for us and we see this market as a market trend as a positive driver to our overall demand. Then the trend that we've been also discussing earlier that the tactics in the armies in the different countries in the world are changing more and more mobile. So troops are getting more and more mobile, enabling a more efficient use of the force, meaning that also management and situational awareness systems, there are totally new requirements for those. So data transfer capability needs to be mobile enough, and there needs to be enough capacity in these mobile tactical systems that are used by the troops. So this is clearly a trend that's generating demand for our tactical wireless network and services, software applications and products around that. And we see this unchanged, this trend continues. Then if you take a look to the basic drivers generating demand for our software products, so this SafeMove product family. Also in there we see increasing use of critical or secure data remotely. For example, in the area of healthcare, more and more healthcare is happening outside of the traditional clinics or hospitals in people's homes or other remote places, which means that you need to be able to process for example, patient data, which is very, very high secure data in remote tools and also transfer the data using public commercial networks and have anyway the data security implemented. And this trend we see is clearly generating demand for our SafeMove product, enabling a very efficient use of commercial laptops and notebooks and also commercial networks to process the security critical data in the remote places. Okay, next slide, please. So outlook for this ongoing year, this remains unchanged. So no changes from the previous one that we published. So we still expect that our net sales will be bigger than the previous year. So our net sales will grow in 2016 compared to 2015, where when it was 56.8 million euros. What comes to profit level in this ongoing year, we still have a pretty big uncertainties around that, and two main uncertainties being timing of the product deliveries. We still cannot be sure whether some bigger deliveries will still happen during this year, or if they will be postponed to next year. So that will have some kind of impact to our profitability level in this year. Also, in the same time, as we have said earlier, we are actively looking also different kind of opportunities to accelerate the growth of the company, including both organic and unorganic growth opportunities. And we are still in the middle of finalizing our strategy work in there. And from that reason, it's very difficult to estimate what kind of one-time costs will materialize during this rest of year related to this kind of new growth initiatives in the company. And from those reasons, we are not giving any guidance to our profitability level in this year. Okay, and then there's the next slide. There's the investors calendar in 2016. So our next quarterly report will take place in November 3rd. So that's going to be the date for the next meeting. Okay, I guess that now we have a time for questions or comments.
If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. If you change your mind and wish to remove your question, please press star 2. Please ensure that your phones are not muted locally. As a reminder, that's star 1 if there are any questions on the phone. Okay, we have no questions, so I'll hand the call back to you.
Okay, thank you.